This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Supreme Court has not always had 9 seats or the current 8 with a vacancy. In 1789, for instance, there were 6 seats on the court by statutory design. In 1863, there were 10. Men far outnumber women as directors, writers, and industry executives. Minorities are drastically underrepresented in acting roles. Lesbian, gay, and transgender characters are almost non-existent. This is a portrait of an epidemic of invisibility in Hollywood described by the University of Southern California researchers in a study of more than 400 movies and scripted television series from 2014 and 2015. In the legal battle between the pop singer Keisha and her former mentor, Dr. Luke, the industry's top female musicians, including Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Lorde, Miley Cyrus, Fiona Apple, and Kelly Clarkson, have voiced support. Keisha claimed in a 2014 lawsuit that Dr. Luke, the Swedish songwriter, sexually, physically, verbally, and emotionally abused her for years after she signed with his label at age 18. According to the Council for Aid to Education, less than 1% of the nation's colleges received 28.7% of all gifts in 2015. More than a year after defective Takata airbags led to recalls and at least 2 fatalities, company officials in Japan were presented with falsified test data about a new component's design to Honda, their largest customer, according to internal documents presented to a Senate committee. Only 40% of American families in the bottom half of the income distribution have any form of retirement savings plan. And even among those who have one, their savings total on average is just $40,000. Economic Policy Institute senior economist analyst Dave Cooper says raising the federal minimum wage of $12 an hour would save American taxpayers $17 billion in public assistance spending. That's because many corporations pay workers so little they qualify for public assistance programs. New York State Supreme Court judge upheld a measure in New York City requiring some restaurants to warn customers about high levels of sodium in foods. Measure applies only to restaurants with 15 or more locations nationwide. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.